Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is our first official guest from Winnipeg on the show, from Manitoba.
Well, last year we had a guest from Finland.
Yeah.
From Sweden. Why not Manitoba? Next on the list.
Mike McIntyre. He joins us here on the Midday 180 of the Winnipeg Free Press. Mike, thank you for the time on game day. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. My Finnish and my Swedish is not very good, but although I probably should be brushing up on my Finnish, because, of course, the Winnipeg Jets are actually going to go play in Finland later this year in November as part of the whole global series. Patrick Laine and company will be showcased over there, so I might want to learn at least a little bit of Finnish before I head over there.
That's not a bad trip right there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'll be cool, but, of course, we're kind of used to a little cooler weather up here in Canada, and quite the contrast, actually. I left your fine city yesterday, and what was it, mid-70s, and now we're barely cracking 50 today here in Winnipeg. A little unseasonably cool, but that probably won't stop a couple, about 20,000 people that they're expecting out on the streets tonight outside the arena. They'll just have to bundle up, maybe wear an extra toque or an extra pair of mitts.
Well, and Mike, we were discussing earlier, we're looking forward tonight to watching that scene in Winnipeg and sort of drawing comparisons between Bridgestone Arena, the scene on Broadway and in the Plaza, and what's going on in Winnipeg tonight. You were here in Nashville for games 1 and 2. You were there for the playoff series against Minnesota. What can we expect to see tonight, and how will it compare to the scene here in Nashville for these playoff games?
Well, it's interesting how this has grown, and I actually think in some way you have to look to what you guys did last year, especially in the Stanley Cup Finals. And, I mean, everybody who's a hockey fan up here, of course, saw those amazing scenes outside Bridgestone as the street parties sort of grew and grew, and we all kind of got swept up in that. And I think to some degree, that's maybe the motivation of what's happened here in Winnipeg. And it's interesting because this thing has just exploded in growth. So game one against Minnesota, I think they figured they had about 4,500 people outside the rink. Game two, that was closer to 10,000. Game three, which was game five of the series, it was now 21,000 people. So it was like doubling in size. The weather was getting nicer, which certainly helped, but I think you just saw a lot of people saw those scenes on TV and just wanted to be a part of it, even regardless of whether they were even maybe hockey fans or Jets fans. People just wanted to join the growing movement. So I think you're just going to see these things get bigger and bigger as we go along, especially here in round two. They're going to do a flyover tonight with the military is going to be involved, so they're going to fly a bunch of jets right over the arena and over the party tonight. It's like each city's kind of trying to outdo each other, which I think is great. Everybody wins in the end. It makes for a great number of storylines and some great entertainment.
Mike McIntyre covers the Winnipeg Jets for the Winnipeg Free Press. What's the reaction if Winnipeg loses this series? Major disappointment, or is there the feeling that this is just the beginning?
Yeah, there's definitely a feeling of this being just the beginning. I think had they lost in the first round, there would have been a real empty feeling around here that, you know, this team should have accomplished more coming off such a terrific regular season. I think people here, I mean, people know the game well. They see that the Jets are up against a fellow heavyweight, if you will. I mean, this is a true battle of the Titans, not the Tennessee Titans, but the hockey Titans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think whoever doesn't win this series, I can't imagine that they'd be, I mean, they'll be upset, of course, but it's not like you can say we lost to an inferior team, because both of these teams are so good. You know, the only shame, of course, is that this isn't the Stanley Cup Final or the Western Conference Final, that it's being played in round two. But yeah, I don't think anybody here would be declaring this somehow a lost season. Sure, there'll be disappointment. There's also that whole mindset, right? And maybe this is what the Predators will go through this year if they go on out of this series and get back eventually to the Cup final. That in some ways, you know, the old expression, you have to walk before you can run, or you have to crawl before you can walk. Baby steps, right? And so maybe what the Predators went through last year with coming so close to winning it all, you know, that might help their resolve going forward this year. Do the Jets need to go through something similar where, you know, they come up short? And is that what game two was, right? The Jets had a prime opportunity to steal two games in Nashville. I won't say that that would have been a stranglehold on the series, but that would have been a real uphill climb for the Predators, especially because the Jets are so good on home ice. But Nashville found a way. Winnipeg did not. You know, there's probably lessons there to be learned that for a young team like the Jets will prove to be valuable down the road.
Mike, we've discussed a lot on this show about the Pekka Rinne and how he will perform tonight on the road. But from your perspective on Connor Hellebuyck, he gave up five goals after allowing just one goal in his three previous games. What do you think his mindset is right now?
Well, he has some experience to draw upon because he didn't get scored. He didn't give up five goals very often this year, but when he did, he usually would come back with an absolutely dynamic performance. He always referred to them as his bounce back games. Now, I don't know that he has anything to bounce back from because I think he played quite well the other night. But sure, at the end of the day, you look, okay, five goals, probably no goalie would be happy with that. I don't think there was a stinker among them. And in fact, he almost made a miraculous save in overtime off Kevin Fiala, which we might still be playing had he got his glove on that. But no, I think Connor Hellebuyck is in a very good place. I do wonder, as you guys just mentioned, about Pekka Rinne. To me, Pekka Rinne's looked a little shaky at times. And in game two, I thought he looked shaky. I mean, that first goal that Dustin Byfuglien scored, that's one that you fully expect Pekka Rinne to make. Probably the Brandon Tanev goal as well, where he sort of slid. I mean, it almost looked to me like Rinne maybe lost where he was in the net. I mean, right on the ice. I think Pekka Rinne's looked a little vulnerable. So, you know, you're right. How does he respond now in hostile territory where the crowd, they're going to be on him right from the get-go? But he's a terrific, proven player. Maybe he uses a little adversity to raise his game. We kind of haven't seen that goalie duel yet, right? I mean, Connor Hellebuyck was brilliant in game one. But we have yet to see a game this season between these two teams where the two Vezina candidates have absolutely just taken turns, trying to out-duel each other. I think we have a goalie duel coming at some point. Maybe it'll be tonight.
Final thing for you. We have discussed all season about getting back to potentially a Stanley Cup final home game and the atmosphere that we witnessed here last year and having that again. All season, has the talk in Winnipeg been about a home game against Nashville in the playoffs? Like, is that me reading into tonight's game too much and the atmosphere we'll see?
I think early in the year that would have been premature, but I think as the season went on, especially from about the All-Star break on, that is exactly what people have been looking forward to here because, you know, the Jets and the Preds kind of emerged as a real 1-2 punch, not only in the Central Division, but in the entire National Hockey League. And, you know, I dare you to find more entertaining games at Bell MTS Place this year than the ones that Nashville and Winnipeg played. So I think a lot of people were saying, my goodness, this is incredible hockey in the regular season. What would this be like to witness in the postseason? Well, we're going to find out tonight. And from a hockey fan's perspective, it should be absolutely delicious.
Mike, thanks so much. Excellent perspective. And we look forward to watching tonight.
You bet. Enjoy the ride, guys. Take care.
Yep. Mike McIntyre, hopefully he'll be back on with us soon. Yeah, Mike McIntyre of the Winnipeg Free Press.
He was great. We definitely need to get him back on this series.